That's why I want to interview him for KTNS. Oh, I have to go through his manager, Mr. Morrow. I see. Well, could you have Mr. Morrow's secretary return my call? Okay, very good. Thank you. Boy, I wonder if Woodward and Bernstein had this much trouble trying to get to Nixon.
How do you like these new threat, men? Aren't they incredible? You think it's more Sears or GQ?
Dressed up for?
Well, it's picture day at the daycare center. How do I look?
Oh, you look real nice. Except don't forget to hold in your stomach.
Well, what are you dressed up for, me?
Oh, I've got a big interview today. How do I look?
Oh, real nice, but don't forget to hold in your thighs. Well, who are you going to interview today, Min?
Oh, Mork, I'm so excited. Dewey Fishbeck, our feature writer, is out with the mumps. And Mr. Sternhagen, my boss, wants me to interview, you'll never guess who.
Oh, let me try. Ruth Lenska.
No.
Menachem Begin.
No.
Oh. No. Yeah, I don't know who it is. Who is it? Who is it? Who? Man, who?
Robin Williams.
Who?
Robin Williams.
Oh. Oh.
What's so funny about that?
Does he really call himself Robin?
Yeah.
Do you know what Robin means on Oort?
Huh. Oh, that's disgusting.
Don't look at me. I didn't give him that smutty name. Parents must have had a sense of humor, though, man.
I can't believe you've never heard of him. He's a comedian. He's a star of TV, movies, and nightclubs. In fact, he's in town right now doing a big solar energy benefit.
Well, I still don't know what the big deal is, man. Why do you want to talk to him?
Well, Mark, a lot of people on Earth are real interested to hear what stars have to say. In fact, I'm waiting for his manager to call me back to set up an appointment right now. He looks a little bit like him.
Neil?
Yeah, you are. Oh, here's Alba. I want to show you. That's unbelievable. Yeah, you look a lot like him.
Oh. Come on, I mean, this guy's going to drown if he goes out in the rain. Come on, man. Scoff, scoff. I mean, April Pringle's Day.
Come on, Mark. You look exactly like him.
Oh, no, no. Come on now, man. Look at that there. Look at that. I mean, it looks like he does his hair with a Cuisinart. Man, he's got a roadmap for eyes. You could pack a family in that nose, man. I mean, look at that mouth, too. They had to airbrush his entire face. Are you kidding? Oh. I mean, listen, I'm bright and cheery. This guy's got big problems.
Is the interview with Robin Williams?
Well, I've been having a little trouble with that. He won't return any of my calls. I mean, how do you reach someone who's inaccessible?
Inaccessible? Last night, Mr. Williams dropped into the comedy cabaret and performed for nothing.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Well, even I knew about it. I heard it from Armando.
Who's Armando?
The fellow fumigating my office.
You got to see one of Robin Williams' shows?
No. Mr. Williams mentioned it to Armando today over lunch. Robin introduced himself to everyone at Da Vinci's restaurant.
He was at Remo and Jeannie's restaurant?
Oh, friends of yours?
Not anymore. Okay, I'll get that interview somehow.
Minnie McConnell, I'm ashamed of you hanging around here like some kind of groupie.
Now that hurts, Nelson. Oh, I'm supposed to interview Robin for the station. It seems like everybody in town has met him except me.
I'm sure you're exaggerating.
Hey, guys, see these Polaroids they have of me and Robin Williams? That's us.
Huh?
There's Robin and Jeannie. There's Robin and Armando. You know, the bug guy?
Good picture.
The bug man gets to meet Robin Williams. I should have taken fumigation in college. Excuse me, I have to go. I'm getting a headache.
Boy, is she up.
289957. Relatively speaking, weekdays on Channel 27.
Thank you.
to you guys about something personal.
You got a tattoo.
No, it's about more. Is he still lighting a candle every day in memory of Edith Bunker?
But that's not the problem.
No, the problem is I met this guy through work, and he asked me out to dinner, and I don't know whether I should go or not.
Well, what's the problem? You and Mark are just good friends.
Well, yeah, we are, but we really haven't dated anyone in the last year, and this kind of worked out that way.
Oh, gosh. Well, I hate to eat and run, but I have to burn off this cake. Come on, Jeannie.
No, enjoy it lips before it winds up on hips.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye. Listen, if you end up going out with this guy, why don't you see if maybe he has a friend, you know, brother, cousin, nephew, uncle, grandfather. Bye.
Mark, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure, man. Here I come. Catch me!
Now I know who not to call in case of a fire.
Here I'm in preparing early for our usual Saturday evening television marathon. We're going to boogie till the chest pattern. Here we are. One regulation snuggle sack. My regulation snuggle sack. Also, hold on here. And the best surprise of all, a little bag of popcorn.
How would you feel if I told you I wasn't going to watch television with you tonight?
Well, I'd say that Mark and Mindy have reached a new level of intimacy. I'll go upstairs and put on my see-through suspenders and we'll snap till dawn.
No, what I mean is I'm not going to be here tonight. I have a date.
You?
Me? No, I've been thinking about it and I think it'd be healthy for us to go out and meet other people.
Well, Min, have I stopped you from meeting other people?
Well, no, but I haven't exactly helped you meet them either. And I've been so busy trying to graduate from college and trying to find a job that we've sort of closed ourselves off in a cocoon.
Ooh. That's crazy, Min. I mean, I came to Earth to observe people. I mean, you should be able to observe people, too.
Oh, really? Oh, I'm so glad you feel that way. You know, to tell you the truth, I was a little nervous about bringing the whole thing up.
Are you kidding, Min? This conversation has changed my life. I'm going out right now and break new ground, meet new people. I'm going to get out here right now, Min. There's somebody right now.
Hey, you! Fella! Yeah, you in the hard hat. Why don't you come on up tonight? I've got an empty snuggle sack.
Mark,
here's that pizza you ordered. It's your usual. Everything but tomato and cheese. Where's Mindy?
Oh, she's out with some guy having her horizons expanded.
She's got a date?
Yes. She says with these experiences, she'll enrich her life and that we will have something to share in our golden years.
You bought that?
Yeah, and the watch, too.
Look, you're a single guy, all right?
Yeah.
This is Saturday night. Get out the little black book.
Oh, a little black book, you mean roots?
No, that address book.
Oh,
idiot moi.
Oh, wait, look at this. You had a chick for every night of the week. Lola, Stephanie, Marcy. Give them a call.
Oh, I can't. They're asleep right now. They're kids from the daycare center. Oh.
Well, you must know some women with their permanent teeth. Let's think. Look, think of someone, anyone. Just give me a name.
All right. Well, there's your sister, Jeannie.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Glenda Fay.
Glenda Fay, that's perfect. She's single. She lives in one of those singles complexes.
Oh.
Give her a call.
Now, just relax, all right?
Okay. All right, what do I say to her?
Well, just say, what are you doing tonight, Glenda? And whatever you do, don't sound hard up or lonely.
Okay. It's rang two times.
Hello, Glenda. Hi, it's me, Mark. That's all, it's just Mark.
Yes, hi. What am I doing?
Well, whatever it is, I'm not hard up or lonely. Actually, right now I'm having a party with all my friends. Yes, what are you doing? Oh, Flower, you're having a Japanese dinner party. That's wonderful. Sure, I can come. Oh, yes. Glenda, I have one question. When you eat sushi, do you eat it with the fingers or do you eat the fingers separately?
Are you having a nice time?
Well, yeah. I don't think your friends like me very much. I feel kind of out of place. I feel kind of like Nancy Reagan at a soul food parlor.
just kind of loosen up a little. Tell a joke.
No.
Okay, everybody. Mark is going to tell a joke. He is such a funny man.
Oh, no.
Okay, Mark.
I only know one joke, Glenda.
Oh, great. Tell it.
Okay, Glenda. Thank you. No pressure. Well, you see, these two Venusians walk into a bar. And one Venusian says... don't spoil it. You know the ending. One Venusian says, "Give up, Masabum." And the other Venusian says, "Gofrenzi Gofornik." And the bartender says, "Gofornik, I can't even drink the water." Glenda, can I go sit in the other room with the coats?
More?
Shh, it's all right. I can talk to a mink. It'll be okay.
It's really hard meeting new people for the first time. Gee, hardly anybody fits in right away. Just do me a little favor and stay for a little while longer.
Oh, Glenda, I feel like a fur ball in the throat of life.
There's this great guy coming over for dinner tonight, and I want you to meet him. Everybody loves him. He's the life of the party, a regular Mr. Fun. You could really learn a lot from him.
He's more fun than Mr. Rogers?
Oh.
Minnehaha! Goldfish sushi.
Mark. This is Tom Norman Taylor.
Hi. I'm Pepper.
Whoa, what's shaking, Pepper?
Let's sit and talk travel.
You know, I've been to all 27 Club Meds. What a week that was!
Talking travel with him, they only knew where I came from.
Hi, handsome.
Oh, what's your name?
Sherry.
Sherry? Whoa, what's cooking Sherry?
Would you hold it against me if I told you you had a great body?
Oh, I'm on a roll!
Excuse me, Mr. Fern. May I talk to you?
What's the matter, guy? Run out of wallflower seeds? Hey, guy.
Oh,
lighten up. Party.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just I'm a loser. I'm a social misfit.
You forgot Dud. Hey, I understand. I've been washed up on Shy Beach before. I couldn't surf. I couldn't ski. I couldn't even ride a mechanical bull. Let's face it, I was a pretty shallow guy. Put my act together. Props. A little wardrobe. But most important of all, style. What style? Well, you see the way you're dressed?
Oh, yes.
That's not it.
Oh.
Tell you what, guy. You stick with the master. And in no time, I'll make you just like me from top to bottom.
Well, I guess I got a good head start because my bottom looks like your top.
How's Mork been lately?
Well, I haven't seen much of Mork lately. Seems I've unleashed a singles monster on Boulder.
Oh, I thought that's kind of what you wanted. You're seeing new people, Mork's seeing new people.
Yeah, but we sure aren't seeing much of each other.
Well, I mean, come on, Mindy can't be busy every single minute.
Oh, yeah? Oh, wait a minute, I'm gonna show you something. Let me see this.
What is it?
Monday.
Monday. 8:20 a.m. breakfast. 10:48 a.m. comparative lip gloss tasting. 11:06 a.m. co-ed mud wrestling. My goodness, he is busy every minute.
Oh, not again. Hello? No, Nikki Sue, Mork isn't here right now. He's at the floating jacuzzi backgammon tournament. No, no, no. The finals are at 6:34. Okay, bye.
Oh, Mindy.
Well, maybe it's good for Mork. I mean, he's getting out. He's meeting people. Why am I so bugged?
Because maybe you feel left out.
Maybe I feel left out.
Well, according to this, Mork is going to be at Glenda's party tonight. It starts at 8:41. Why don't you meet him over there? You know, kind of check out the situation?
I don't know. I was invited, too, along with the rest of Boulder. I wasn't really planning on going.
Come on, Mindy. Now, you've got to be just a little bit curious to see old Mork in action, huh?
Oh, yeah, I am. But if I go to that party and he says to me, "Hi there, cheeky baby, what's your sign?" I'm going to kick him in the Big Dipper.
How are you? Star Spangled Surprise, Amber Waves of Joy, Hollywood Kiss.
Oh, lovely.
What an interesting party.
Yeah.
You having fun?
Oh, for sure, for sure. Does Norman Lear make great jets?
You could make it. Let me get you a drink. Maybe you'd like to try the specialty of the house? Morcaritas? Morcaritas?
Well, they're kind of named after me, man. It's tequila and bologna. Mustard around the rim is optional.
I think I'll just have a meatless drink.
Okay.
Oh, man, sorry, but I've got to go mix and mingle right now to look for that deep relationship like you wanted me to. We'll catch you later when the energy's right. Oh. Hello, how are you? Have you ever had deep feelings about velour?
Hey, hitman. Puddle time.
Oh. Hey, we'll do lunch one day. We'll bag it and call each other.
I've told you the secrets of the opposite gender.
Now's the time to rub them tender.
Whoa, we bad! We bad!
Hitman? He's a hit with all the ladies. Maybe I will have a margarita. Mindy, you're not upset with me because I introduced Mark to all my friends, are you?
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, look at him. He's having such a good time.
You know, Chicky Boo, my sixth sense tells me that we've met in a previous life. You were Cleopatra?
And I was Richard Burton.
You know, Chiclet? I have seven cents that say that we met like in a previous life. You were Lady Godiva and I was Mr. Ed. One day we'll go to the Nautilus Center and hold our breath. Whoa.
Hey, Danny, how'd you like to go up to my place for a nightcap?
Hey, sweetheart, I'd like to come over to my place for a night crawler.
I live at your place.
Oh, wow, Zana, dude, I got a live one!
I know, I feel like I should be wearing a yuck button. Hi. I couldn't help overhearing because I was listening, but are you and the hitman living together?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's not what you think. Oh, you'll have to tell me. I'm not into thinking. and I are just friends.
Oh.
Friends. Okay, so, Hitman?
I think she likes me, man. Isn't she nice, huh? For sure, isn't she first? Isn't she really gnarly?
You know, Mork, maybe it's time I got into the swing of things. You mind if I mix with your friends?
Oh, sure, man, go for it.
Hey, AT&T, want to have a megaton of fun?
Hey, baby, I'm here for the taking.
You get the jello, I'll bring the birdcage.
What are you doing?
Just trying to mix and mingle, because I'm single.
Party's moving to my place.
Oh. Party's the Peppers.
Wouldn't you like to be a pepper stew? Show on the silver streak to single them.
Mom, in, you can be the caboose if you can get loose.
I don't think we're on the same track, Jack.
After this commercial message, we'll be back with Night Owl Theater.
Hey, crazy lady.
Hey, Hitman, you're home early. It's only 4:15.
Come in. You want to know why I came home from Roman?
I had to change for the pre-dawn donut dunk.
No, I saw that you left the party and I came to bring you back. Why'd you leave, Min?
I wasn't in the mood for a big party. What? Looks like you're having a good time. With all your new friends, especially that girl Pepper.
Pepper?
Yeah, the girl who kissed you.
Oh, a lot of girls kissed me, Min. I guess they're just load testing their lips.
You know, this is the first time we've sat together on this couch in over a week.
Yeah, it feels pretty good.
Morgan, I'm glad you found a way of life you can really enjoy. Are you happy?
Sure.
I mean, it makes me happy to make you happy. And you wanted me to meet new people.
Yeah, but not as a career. Mark, I thought making new friends would help us grow together, not grow apart.
Yeah, man, I really missed you. I mean, I want to be your curly little caterpillar, not somebody's social butterfly.
That's so nice. Well, I'd rather be your cuddly caterpillar, too. I realized that the first time I walked in Glenda Faye's building.
You know, I like making new friends, but you're my best friend.
Oh, I needed to hear that.
Yeah, me too.
You know, it's really nice. It's nice to have you talking to me rather than at me. Mm-hmm. You know, Mark, it's really great to make new friends, but don't forget who you are in the meantime.
Yeah, I promise. I'll just be my little old bozo self. One thing, can I keep the new friends I made?
Sure, they're fun.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You hear that? She likes you!
Come in, Orson. Mark calling Orson. Come in, Orson.
Mark calling Orson. Come in,
old jumbo jet setter.
Please, Mark, no fat jokes tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. Oh, Peeps is my best audience, sir. He's kind of like my George Jessel.
Well, allow me to hang this ball of fur can be...
Your report, Mark.
Yes, sir. This week, sir, I've been running with a group of Earthlings who have no mates, sir. We like to call them singles.
You mean you left your Earthling?
Oh, sir, bite your tongue, hush your puppies. No, sir, actually, you see, we just met other Earthlings, too. Well, to enrich our own relationship, sir. And now, sir, we're closer than ever, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Interesting concept, Mark. On Earth, you can be separate and still be together.
Yes, sirree, doo-da, sir. Sir, the most amazing thing is I found out that it's no fun to be single alone. I guess that's why all those singles flock together. Until next week, sir. Nanu, nanu.